The deadline for that January 1st coverage is midnight tonight. The online exchanges saw a boost in enrollment after healthcare.gov's major technical glitches were corrected, and the first enrollment deadline should bring another boost. But the website fixes have been followed by reports of higher-than-expected premiums and deductibles for some. Lynn Unruh is a professor in the Health Informatics Department at the University of Central Florida. She says those costs could affect enrollment.
So I think we might see a lot more people opting to pay the penalty because it's such a hassle to do the insurance. It's very costly, and they may just take the penalty.
Those who've enrolled by midnight December 23rd have to make sure they've also paid their first month's premium by December 31st to have coverage on January 1st. However, insurance companies have the option to extend that payment deadline and still provide January 1st coverage. Open enrollment continues through March 31st. I'm Alicia Mandigo, 90.7 News.